Elspeth could hear Miss Crab upstairs, crashing and banging around the kitchen in a rage, and she was in no hurry to go back.
"Stupid little varmints," Miss Crab was shouting. "I can't believe I have to cook for these stupid little varmints."
There was the sound of smashing glass.
The dragon roared with laughter. He was very ticklish. With the flames that shot from his mouth, the dragon lit the old woman's stove.
"Would you like to stay for dinner?" she asked. "There's plenty here for two."
The dinner was delicious, and both the dragon and the little old woman had plenty to talk about.
"Will you come and see me again tomorrow?" asked the little old woman.
A very happy dragon climbed into bed that night.
"I found a friend," he chuckled.
And as he did so, a tiny flame oozed from the corner of his mouth.
On Tuesday, Miss Jones was wearing makeup. I'd never seen her wearing makeup before. Zack said it made her look like she was one of the young teachers, but I thought she still looked like she was about 30 or something old like that. I was just about to sit down at the table when I saw the weirdest thing ever. There was a teddy bear on Miss Jones's desk. You might think that that's not very strange at all, but Miss Jones isn't really a teddy bear kind of person. She's more of a hates puppies and thinks kittens are ugly kind of person.